This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
See that? That's the clacking that people are mad about.
What is?
Oh, that.
Right. Oh, in your mouth?
I'll go. I got to stop doing that.
Screw him.
I heard it the other day. I did like a live on Instagram and I watched it back and went, oh my God.
You know what's funny? I only heard it because someone has repeatedly mentioned it. And it's the same kind of comment like I was getting from that one lady about my shiny head, where you just find yourself going, would you fucking get over it and stop writing me about that?
Right.
But they don't. And they end up creating this like, I don't know that I can hear that from anyone again without fucking lighting them up.
Right.
And I need to just not do that to a listener. Clearly they like the show.
No, you put a hat on and that's the end of that. I am unconsciously clacking my mouth together. I can't stop. And I don't even notice when I'm doing it at all. It wasn't until I listened back that I was like,
I know, that's what I'm saying, though, is that person, their relentless messaging, though, ends up making you, like, I was getting mad. I was going to fucking scream at that lady and finally went, I just got to put this to bed.
Yeah.
Somebody called me out for not being that hot, and I was pretty disappointed.
What?
Yeah, they were like, Alex, you're not that hot.
No,
I was like, dude, yeah, I am. What do you mean?
You am that hot, though.
We're rolling, right? That's because that is good.
This no. We shouldn't.
Oh, no, we're rolling. We're fully fucking rolling.
Leave it in.
Fresh start.
Nope.
You should have heard Alex. He was pissed about that.
Oh, so this is real.
No, yeah, I wasn't that mad, yeah. I mean,
it sounds like you're pretty mad.
You can see the beard's coming back for his Brazil trip, can't you?
I was about to shave it again because my Aura,
Because my Aura, yeah, what?
She made a little Instagram post about it. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm happy his beard's growing back in.
And then you were going to be a bitch about it?
Yeah. And I was
you
like,
have no idea how good you have it with that chick and the whole hiney situation you've got. Do not do
There's
anything
a lot of
to tip that apple cart over.
And by the way, we're not doing it today. I will not let that happen. But I have this sex survey.
Oh.
And I will do it on The Secret Show tomorrow or
do
Wednesday.
It on Wednesday with unless V-Hale has some sexcapade she wants to talk to us about. I would like you to have as large a pool of question me's, of answerers, as possible.
I'll give you one stat from this thing has my blood boiling. And I'm just
oh
my God.
Can we guess? Can we all guess on this one?
Yeah, what is it?
Okay. No. You tell us the thing and then we all give you our thoughts and then you see if we fit in with whatever the stat is.
The survey found that although the average American has sex 4 times a week,
what?
61% wish their sex life was even better. And my response was, fuck you, what? 4 times a week? Who?
Well, Alex.
Okay. Alex, are you getting it 4 times a week?
Well, I mean, I could if I wanted it. I think I'd say about 2, right now. I think I talked about it before. It gets really rough with the sleeping, so I usually wait till the weekend.
But that's my point. Most schedules don't align for people to do it four plus times a week.
This is a survey of 20-year-olds.
I guess.
Because Bryn used to famously get it twice a day. Right, and then you don't, then that stops happening.
Mid-30s.
Vinny used to get it every single, like all weekend long, every single of the bag drop, and then they had kids. I used to fuck constantly because John demanded that, and then no, because I was done doing that. And then, but I honestly, so these are, I don't know, people who have.
This
is like gay men on Grindr going, yeah, I fuck constantly.
Yeah, well, that's great. I know gay men get to do that because they don't even need to say hello.
No.
But I'm looking at the average American.
Yeah.
Four times a week.
Yeah, that is that's ridiculous. That's
infuriating.
That actually undermines the entire survey that you've
it
got.
It may.
There.
I'll give you more later.
All right,
we'll
tackle it tomorrow. Okay.
Let's start the show.
These are we started.
What?
Your choices were sex in our 60s, no foreplay, just BJs and banging. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the one? Okay.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, we should have time to get to both, I would bet.
I don't know. Let's not push it.
Push it real good.
No, don't push it too good. Listen, as many as we got, we've gone through a few of them, believe it or not. And it's, we need a constant influx of these bad advices. You listen all the time.
Right.
Help us out over here. Bryn
at RadioWild.com. I'll put on some makeup, and we'll make another video, okay?
Nice.
I'm not putting on any makeup. You and Alex make it. He's the one with all his attention to detail and his good-lookingness. I chopped all my hair off recently. I'm not doing any more videos. Here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I'll try to make this short and sweet. Oh, we got to Bryn take his top off and the two of you could do it together. And then people will be like, well, I'm not even listening to what's being said. I'm just looking at Bryn's ripped fucking torso. Right, Alex?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. And his anaconda.
That long thing. Yeah.
That long thing.
It's massive.
Long tan thing. It's out there getting tanned.
I was telling John about that.
Of course, every time you tell the story, it spins a little bit.
I tell the story and he goes, oh, does he have to hold that long thing out of the way when he takes his fetch?
You guys have a whole bit going on about Bryn, huh? I'm glad I'm there with you at your house. That's nice.
There's so many things that are in our lives because of you. That's how it is with the people that you hang with, and there'll be, something that somebody says, like nowadays, for fuck's sake, right? And then the long thing. But then also Bryn would, always say, I gotta go take a fetch. Shit. And then that's become, I'm like, John goes, I have to go to the bathroom. I go, oh, do you have to take a fetch? It's just so funny. And so when I told him, he very straight-facedly said, does he have to hold that long thing out of the way when he takes his fetch?
Oh, you guys are so funny.
It was really funny. So that became like the thing we were saying all weekend. Thanks for helping us with our weekend fun.
Welcome.
Okay, here we go. Have I even started this yet?
No, you haven't.
We're starting the show now. Please say it's Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show, all the stuff.
I'll cut all that out.
Yeah.
No, don't cut anything out. It's Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show. Okay, let me try again. Cut all that out. It's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, September 11th, 2023.
Lots of time left for you people because we're just getting started. Here we go.
No, we're not. We're 10 minutes into this already.
Oh, God.
How far into it are we, Alex?
We're about like 20 seconds once I cut all the other stuff out.
Thank you.
Other stuff has to stay in. I'm counting on that. I'll try to make this short and sweet, says the person writing in. I've been with this guy for 7 years. I've never met his family or friends, and he's never met mine. But we know each other's lives. I'm 54, and he will be 50 this year. 7 years. We both have grown children and now even have grandchildren. He is a recovering alcoholic, 12 years now, and I enjoy my drinks, but never around him. He's very private and doesn't like to share his problems, so it's hard to get anything out of him. Man, I already have so many questions. He works 6 to 7 days a week and hates going out, so we never go anywhere except his house. I think it's due to his sobriety. He was in prison before, but has turned his life around and has a successful small business while I am in the law enforcement field. I have two issues. He has never said, I love you to me, and if I question it, he tells me, I know he does. I have told him I love him, but less and less as the years go by. I have love for him, but I'm not sure I'm in love anymore. The other issue is he doesn't like foreplay or to kiss. In the beginning he did, but for the past 3 years when we go to bed, it's all about me blowing him. No kissing or caressing or anything. And then me on top, mostly for my comfort, because he does have that going for him. He has a huge one, she says. And 90% of the time we finish together. I think that's why I stay, but I'm torn. I feel I'm still young and deserve someone that wants to show me off. But what really hurts is not hearing him say he loves me. I don't think he's seeing anyone else, just because he is truly a workaholic. How do I get him to tell me how he feels, or is it time to let it go? Hope you all can give me some good, bad advice. Call me Lolita. Who wants to start on that one? So I guess it's me. All right.
All right.
Yeah. You fucking dicks.
Even you asked.
Nobody wanted to. Okay, but someone's got to talk, so it's me. Hi. I'll do
well, you said there's a bunch of questions. So what is your what strikes you? What's hitting you?
So they're fuck buddies. And that's it, right? They've never met anyone else in either of their families. They don't go out, and when you go to his house for sex, you have sex, he won't say he loves you. And then you go home and don't see him again until he's ready to fuck again. I'm going to say this is exactly what you say it is. A situation where, I mean, okay, the sex is good. So if you like that, you can continue. What are you trying to get this guy to say he loves you for? You're not fucking building a life together. 7 years have gone by. There is no life. You're not building a life together, period. End of story. You even said yourself, I don't even think I'm in love with him anymore. So keep on fucking him if you want. And if you don't want to, you stop fucking him. Like, I actually think this one is super easy. Why do we fall into these things where we can't extricate ourselves from things that are super easy? Next time he calls you and is like, hey, you want to come over and fuck? Just go, nah, I don't want to.
Is there a possibility she doesn't know what kind of situation she's in? Maybe she thinks that they're, I mean, I don't know.
Does she think like they're working toward a situation?
Working toward being monogamous and
could they be?
It doesn't sound like it, especially after you made a really good summary there of what this was, what this is. Seems like they're fuck buddies. That's what it really does seem like. And somebody that says, you know, that refuses to say I love you, but just wants to cut to the chase and, you know, have insertion without anything else.
Right. I just want to use your
body. Not even kissing.
Yeah. I just want to fuck you. And then I want you to go.
Right. So it could be a little more complicated than that if she has feelings for this guy and thinks it's going somewhere.
Well, it sounds like she did, and that's waning. But she is saying that the sex is satisfying, that they both arrive at the same time, and he's got a big cock. So that's fun, I guess.
Well, look, I'll come at it from the only perspective I can, which is I also am an alcoholic that can't drink anymore. And I know what it's like to have your life in complete chaos and have been through the ringer. It sounds like he did. Did you say he did prison time?
That's what it says here. Yeah. Okay. That let's see. He was in prison before, but has turned his life around and has a successful small business.
So I don't know if that's multiple DUIs or even some, you know, I'm not even going to guess at that. Let's just say,
right.
I get that it sounds like his life was an absolute disaster. And I give him all the credit in the world for putting it back together, getting something going for himself, and being comfortable with that.
Right. Keeping it to that.
Like, I, while I absolutely love my family and I'm completely into my kids, I'm in over my head. There's no question. And so it's one of those things where I got myself back to where I wanted to be. And then the blessings, I just couldn't stop them. They just kept coming and coming. And it's all good. But there's a guy who has decided, this is enough for me. I'm good where I'm at.
Yep.
And so here's what I'm saying to you, very simply. Take what you got or leave it. Period. And it's really not about like asking him to say I love you, or he's giving you what he can give you.
Yeah.
He's giving you what he can give you.
I mean, that's the simplest terms you can put it in. Take it or leave it. This is what he's offering. If you're looking for more than this, I seriously doubt you're getting it from this guy. Seven years in and he won't even say I love you. And you're not even sure you love him. Fuck this. This is fuck him or don't.
Yeah. I honestly think like trying to get him to be more than he is right now would only put him in a situation where like, and look, he may not say I love you, but he may.
He might.
He's trying to keep everything in his life in a certain spot so that he can stay on track. He's really dealing with himself well, I think. And so what I would say to you is, you know, the only possible way to get more out of him is to break up and force him to either decide he needs to be more of a partner to you, or he needs to get like stick with his plan.
Right.
And his plan, he's doing well. 12 years?
Yeah.
He's a dude
who's got a business up and running that he's
doing
working
great.
6-7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I'm happy and proud of that dude.
Give him
and
that.
And I think, and he's not lying to you. He's not stringing you along.
Nope.
He's, I actually think what you've got is a pretty good person, just not a pretty good partner. He's just not going to be a good partner, and that's it.
Right. And it sounds like he sort of knows that about himself, and so he's offering what he's able to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a bummer that you guys don't make out anymore. You know, he just whips it out and says, suck it, bitch, and you do it.
Well, I don't know that he says that to her, but you're right. It might be inside his head. Sure.
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to kiss her. He's just like, kiss this.
I don't know. I mean, I give him a lot of credit. What did you say his age was?
50. He's about to be 50.
Oh, so he was still fairly young when he quit and started putting his life back together. But it's clear he's decided for whatever reason that love is not in the picture for him, or love with you, which
right.
might hurt a little, but maybe that's just, you know, those stories where someone's with someone and they never marry and then they get with someone else and they marry and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you told me all along, no marriage, no kids. No, I meant with you.
No.
I don't know that that's going on. I think this is a person who had real problems and is happy and content with what he's got.
Right.
And doesn't want to risk it all by adding too much, because you do. When you're in over your head, you find yourself overwhelmed, and that's when mistakes happen.
Right. And by the way, recovering addict of 12 years, who knows how many times he tried before. Like, this might be what he has discovered he needs his life to be to stay sober.
Exactly right.
And you know, that's, he doesn't share his problems. It's hard to get anything out. Yeah, he's not sharing his life with you. He's fucking you and that's it. So if you're fine with that or you're not, and that's a call you gotta make.
I know the way that was worded sounded awful, but I honestly believe this guy is doing what he can. That's what I believe. If he's working a program and he's taking care of himself and he's trying to not drink and trying to do right by people, this is probably the way he's going about it, to not lead you on.
Right.
To not put you in a situation where you have expectations of more coming from him.
Right.
And I think it's the right thing. Like, he could tell you he loves you, but then you'd expect more. Well, let's go meet my mom. Gulp.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to, and I don't want you to meet mine.
Right.
I really want to keep my worlds separate.
He's managing himself well.
Let us know what you think about that. That's your good, bad advice. I would be interested to know, are you going to just keep on fucking this guy till the end of days? Or are you going to... I mean, it sounds like you want more, so go get more. Try to get more.
You can even keep this guy while you look for someone else.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have any...
You're not worried about having kids. You've got kids and grandkids. Like, that part of your life is over. Now you can look for true partnership. You're not finding that with this guy. Just the little bit that we know about the two of you. In my opinion, you're not getting it with this guy. If that's what you want, it ain't here. You can keep fucking this guy, big dick. That's fun. You know.
I definitely was trying to sort of stay in a very, small place. And then Christina and I were together. And it just, those things grow. You know, is a guy who's decided, no, I'm going to stiff arm that side of life and just stay in my little comfort zone. Good for him.
Yeah. But not good for you, so.
No, I don't mean it that way. I just mean, I'm definitely struggling. I struggle with all this stuff. And now she's leaving for a week? Are you kidding me? My mom's here just because there's no way it would happen without her here. Period.
Well, that's why people have help for their families.
Yeah, it wouldn't. Yeah. Yes.
It's not because you were an alcoholic. It's because it's fucking hard.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I'd be interested to hear what your take is on what we said to you. Feel free to email us back, Bryn@RadioAlice.com. That's where you can send all your problems. And we love fun stories and, shit shows. It's always good. BRYN@RadioAlice.com. All right. That's going to do it. Have a great day. Tomorrow sounds like we're having a sex survey where people are fucking so much more than you think they are.
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous. See, that's why you got to leave it all in, because it's all right there. There it is. Leave it all in. All of it. The end.
The end.
Someone has to say it.